Once in royal David's city stood a lordly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for him. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmas time let it be our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, and the babe lying in the manger. Let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all his people, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially in our own churches. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who do not know the Lord Jesus, or who do not love him, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us but upon another shore and in a greater light. That multitude which no man can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we are one for evermore. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven, in the words to which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En tad, yr hwnnwyd yn y nefoedd, sancteddiad y enw, deled y dernas, gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyr o'n ei heddiw ein bar o beinyddiol, yma ddau i ni ein dyledion, fel yma ddau yw'n unna ein dyledwyr. Ac nac ar roi ni y brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can ei seiddo ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Thanks be to God.
Masters in this hall, hear ye news today, brought from oversea, and ever I ye pray. Noel, 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 sing we clear, open our old folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, 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 sing we loud, God today hath poor folk praised and casted down the proud. Going over hills through the milk-white snow, heard the lambs to bleat and saw the winds to blow. Noel, 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 sing we clear, open our old folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, 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 sing we loud, God today hath poor folk raised and casted down the proud. Shepherd men you once sat among the sheep, no man spoke more word than had they been asleep.
Noel, 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 Noel,
sing we clear, open our old folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, sing we loud, God today hath poor folk praised and casted down the proud. Then to Bethlehem town we went two by two, saw the newborn babe laid in a manger low. Noel, sing we clear, open our old folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, sing we loud, God today hath poor folk praised and casted down the proud. Ox and ass were there, down on bended knee, wondrous joy had I this little babe to see. Noel, sing we clear, open our old folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, sing we loud, God today hath poor folk raised and casted down the proud. This is Christ the Lord, masters ye be glad, Christmas is come in and no man shall be sad. Noel, sing we clear, open our old folk on earth, born is God's son so dear. Noel, sing we loud, God today hath poor folks raised and casted down the proud.
Adam lay abandon in a bond, 4,000 winter thought he not too long. All for an apple that he took, as clerkes finden written in their book. Ne'er had the apple taken been, the apple taken been, ne'er had never a lady a been her ne queen. Blessed be the time that apple taken was. Therefore we mun sing an Deo gratias, Deo gratias.
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the world be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this, and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice. Thanks be to God."
Is right. Rhagfynegir genedigaeth a thairnas Crist gan Isaia. Ond ni fydd tywyllwch eto i'r sawl a fi mewn cyfyngder. Yn yr amser gynt, bu cam drin ar wlad Sabulon a gwlad Naftali. Ond ar ôl hyn, bydd yn anrhydeddu Galilea'r cenhedloedd a'r ffordd y môr dros ei orddonen. Canis bachgen a aned i ni, mab a roed i ni, a bydd yr awdurdod ar ei ysgwydd. Fe'i gelwyr, cynghorwr rhyfeddol, Dyw cadarn, tad bythol, tywysog heddychlon. Ni bydd diwedd ar gynnydd ei lywodraeth, nac ar ei heddwch i orsaf Dafydd a'i frenhiniaeth. Yw sefydlu'n gadarn a barn a chyfiawnder, o hyn a hyd byth. Bydd sel arglwydd y lluoedd yn gwneud hyn. Diolch fo i Dduw.
Prophet Micah foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth, then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
Like a candle flame, flickering small in our darkness, shines through infant eyes. God is with us, alleluia. Come to save us, alleluia. Come to save us, alleluia.
Star
sleeps in shadows, can this tiny spark set the world on fire? God is with us, alleluia. Come to save us, alleluia. Alleluia. Yet his light shall shine from our lives, Spirit blazing as we touch the flame of his holy fire. God is with us, alleluia. Come to save us, alleluia. Alleluia.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that grow in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organs, we singing all in the choir. Oh, the holly bears a blossom as white as lily flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to be our sweet Saviour. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organs, we singing all in the choir. Now the holly bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organs, we singing all in the choir. Now the holly bears a bark as bitter as any gold, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for to redeem us all. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir. Oh, the rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing all in the choir.
The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you'll conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Oh, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Thanks be to God.
Darlleniad o Efengyl Luc, y bugeiliaid a'r angylion. Yn yr un ardal yr oedd bugeiliaid allan yn y wlad yn gwarchod eu praidd liw nos, a safodd angel yr arglwydd yn eu hymyl, a disgleiriodd gogoniant yr arglwydd o'i hamgylch, a daeth arswyd arnynt. Yna, dywedodd yr angel wrthynt, peidiwch ag ofni, oherwydd wele, a rwyf yn cyhoeddi i chi y newydd da am lawenydd mawr a ddaw i'r holl bobl. Ganwyd i chi heddiw yn Nhref Dafydd Waredwr, yr hwn yw'r Mesoea, yr Arglwydd, a dyma'r arwydd i chi. Cewch hyd i'r un bach wedi ei rwymo mewn dillad baban ac yn gorwedd mewn preseb. Yn sydyn ymddangosodd gyda'r angel dyrfa o'r linefol yn moli Duw gan ddweud, gogoniant yn y goruchaf i Duw ac ar y ddaear tangnefedd ymhlith dynion sydd wrth ei fodd. Wedi'r angylion fy nymaeth oddi wrthynt i'r nef, dechreuodd y bugeiliad dweud wrth ei gilydd. Gadewch i ni fynd i Bethlehem a gweld yr hyn sydd wedi digwydd, y peth yr hysbysodd yr arglwydd ni amdano. Eithant ar frys a chawsant hyd i Fair a Joseph, a'r baban yn gorwedd yn y preseb.
Savior lay when his
His birthplace was a stable, and his soft as that was hay. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber. Holy angels guard thy birth. Sweet as blessings without number, gently fall upon thy head.
The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Thanks be to God.
Rich beyond all splendor, all full of sake, becamest poor. Thrones for a manger did surrender, sapphire-paved courts for stable floor. Thou who hast beyond all splendor, all full of sake, becamest poor. Thou who art God beyond all praising, all full of sake, becamest man. Stooping so sinners raising heavenward by thine eternal plan, thou who art God beyond all praising, all full of sake, becamest man. Thou who art love beyond all telling, Saviour and King, we worship thee. Emmanuel, within us dwelling, make us what thou wouldst have us be. Thank you.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness to the light. That was the true light, which lights every man, that was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own people, but his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, to those who believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father. By his incarnation gathered into one things on earth and things in heaven, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill this Christmas time, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.